Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alright guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitch, your automotive host with the most. In the studio as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, looking mighty dapper today.
Well, thank you.
Richard Hoskins.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm in some kind of mood tonight, so I want to give a shout out to Bowling Green, Kentucky.
You know why he's giving a shout out to Bowling Green, Kentucky? Because you know what? I did a Pele. Not only have we talked him out of Dodges, but we put him and I talked him into a Cadillac, and now I've done talked him into a Chevrolet. Corvette, America's sports car.
Not only a Corvette, a C4 limited Corvette.
A C4 collector's edition LT4 Corvette.
6-speed manual.
Woot. I'm telling you, like that's, did you hear that?
With boy
that's
wheel.
The sound of freedom. Bald Eagles.
Have you saw the
Star Spangled Banner?
It's still there.
Which one's under the carport?
The Cordoba's still there. We are hoping that it should be leaving in the next couple of weeks.
You're probably be the only guy that has a carport with a Cordoba and a Corvette in it.
The only.
Touche.
I'm telling you. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend. Going to find himself, Tim Greer.
How's it going, folks?
And, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
Oh, hi-fi.
You sound creepy when you say it like that.
I'll be honest with you, Kobe. He sounds creepy no matter what. I'm just throwing that. He says, hey, and it sounds creepy. I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm also a little bit what you might call under the weather.
Oh, okay.
Have you
it looks like you crawled out
that
under
word
a bridge. You okay?
Well, this is what happens when you go to Vegas and L.A. for 9 days.
Did you lick the sidewalk?
Maybe. There may have been a good breeze that just blew it straight into my face.
So has the stomach virus hit you yet? It's here.
No, not yet.
You keep your hands to yourself. You ain't got the...
You and Tim over there, y'all keep that virus.
Y'all keep his diseases and microorganisms on that side of the studio.
Keep them over in Spartanburg where y'all
are. What do you mean yet?
Oh, it cleaned my shop out. This
what are you, like shooting people with it or something?
I was the only one at work.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of apocalypse you had over here on the East Coast, but on the West Coast, it was just kind of like cold stuff.
Well, you know, if you were the only one at work, that means nothing got done.
I answered the phone. Let me take your order, please.
Oh, my stomach.
We'll get back to you in 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, my stomach. Now, you know, that's exciting. You know, I know we got things to talk about this week, but I'm going to tell you something. This is like late-breaking news. The professor's driving a damn Corvette.
It is late-breaking.
Can I get...
Has he drove it?
Ain't God good.
I've started it.
He sat in it.
I've drove it more than he has.
Yeah.
Kobe drove it across the shop today.
Well, I moved it out to pull something else
in. More than I've driven.
But you know what, though? Take our word for it, it's majestic.
I'm not concerned.
It is.
I'm a little worried about, it's pretty damn fast, and I'm going to have to practice restraint.
It is, because I laid some pretty good black marks.
All right, stop doing that, please.
He said, stop.
Them Continentals hook up pretty good.
Don't do that anymore. Did I?
They hook up real good in fourth gear. And where was the camera guy when it was going on?
We got Matt, the camera guy.
We need that kind of footage. You know?
He's over here. He's over here on Match.com. You got to watch this guy filling out his profile.
Farmers only.
Matt, you're not supposed to put those kind of pictures on there.
He's at farmersonly.com.
I'm going to fill you in on a little
Christian
secret.
Christian Mingle.
You put that as your profile. If you put that pic for your profile pic, they're probably going to flag it. I'm just going to throw that out there. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Neil Clark Warren's going to go down get down for that, you know?
Or they'll say,
I don't think that says forever.
No, they'll probably say, please add a picture.
Not enough pixels. It don't expand that much.
The zoom lens.
People will be thinking their screen's cracked. No, it's just Matt. Oh, I love it. But, yeah, the professor's rocking a Corvette. I tell you, the professor's a single guy right now, but he hasn't driven the Corvette yet. You're one trip through a Walmart parking lot from finding the love of your life right now.
There's two Walmarts within 10 minutes of my house.
You will be engaged before the weekend. I'm just throwing that out.
I don't want to be engaged before the weekend.
I'm telling you.
Travel Rest.
Women will come. I'm going to tell you something. You drive that thing through Traveler's Rest, he'll have a kid by the weekend.
No, that's Marietta.
I don't want them Marietta kids.
No.
Hey.
You seen a baby seat in a Corvette.
Speaking of kids, I seen the funniest meme ever today, and I was driving and I didn't get the screenshot. I wish I did.
So, and here at Hot Rods and Happy Hour, we remind you not to text and drive. Go on, Kobe.
But it was, I live in a bad place when I go into Walmart to get a Father's Day card and they come in packs of five.
I saw that.
God, I about crashed.
That's horrible.
Oh, they come in a pack of five.
What a big happy question mark on it.
Says Happy Father's Day, guys.
Yeah. You know what? That's messed up.
Dads.
Don't make me tell my dads about you.
Sorry, single moms.
Is that a bowling team? No, those are my dads. Oh, that's crazy. But that's exciting, though. Like, everybody remembers their first Corvette.
Nope. Well, I remember my first Corvette story.
Because you got your butt whooped about it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just something about it. Even sitting in that C4 reminded me of all the C4s. It's like the ghost of C4's past came back. First, when I had to crouch down to get into it, and it's like,
lay down on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remembered pretty quick getting out of that thing that I'm not 20 anymore.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little secret. If you drive a C4 Corvette, you're not 20 anymore.
That's I'm going to enjoy and love this car and take good care of it, but I have a feeling that when the time comes to part with it for something else, that may have something to do with why. You can't look sexy.
I'm
going to
get me a town car.
Yeah. You can't look sexy rolling out of something.
You know what, though? But you look good in it. That's all that matters.
In it. I'm at a car show sitting in
just
it.
Just sit in the car. Just have your window down and be like, how you doing?
Well, you put him one of them lifts, pick the old folks up and put some in the tub.
Pop the hood. You
put
pop
it right
it.
There. Put it right there beside the carport.
You got the Target top out, got the window down. You just kind of hop in there.
I tell you, it is a mother to get in and out of that thing.
You know, I don't have that much trouble.
Well, I mean, I can do it, but like, it's not quite as effortless. Like, I'm aware that I'm doing it now.
Like, you know, I have problems with my knees, and to bend that knee to get it flipped over, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, that's the thing. So they brought it over so the cleanup guys could get it. So here come Matt and Kobe, and I'm not going to say what was previously said about them riding a Corvette together. I'm just saying. So you got old Mutt and Jeff in the Corvette here come riding up. And I'm going to tell you something. If that thing had to haul ass, it'd make two trips, you know? And, I mean, it was like, and you should have seen them getting out. All I heard was the doors open up. Ow! I mean, I'm going to tell you something. Y'all might need to see somebody about them noises y'all making.
Sound like an orgy.
The damn car's 24 years old and quiet as a church mouse. Y'all get out of there and you popping and cracking. I mean, seriously, I thought it was some Rice Krispies up in there or something.
That was fast. My knees.
Didn't seem that fast with us,
did it?
You're
going to go to the doctor and he's going to say, sell the Corvette.
I tried to dump it at $6,000 and still wouldn't spin the tires.
I'm going to tell you something. Good Lord, it's like one at a time.
You got to let me test drive it.
One at a time. No. We see what you did in that Dodge truck. See, this is a sophisticated ride.
Sophisticated.
A sophistication.
We'll see.
Spartanburg don't have nothing
to
do
with me.
You can rock and run.
Last time I rode with you, you almost killed me.
That's right.
Yeah, you almost killed the professor in a Dodge.
I've never killed you before.
That's true.
That's true. All right, well, we got to take a commercial break, and we have done them before. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Corvette driving, Richard Hoskins.
A lot of shout out to the hot rod mecca, Madison, Wisconsin. Home of Chris Farley.
That's right.
And Chris Farley.
Oh, Madison.
Yeah.
You know, they got the hot rod scene in Madison.
Something like that. Something like that.
They got the brake scene.
The what?
The brakes.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of brakes were made in up there.
In Madison?
Mm-hmm.
It's the brake capital?
I don't know about the brake capital, but there is several brake companies up there.
Is that Chris Farley's father's company?
Yeah.
Callahan.
Callahan Brakes.
The new brake pad division, Tommy. I love that movie.
I do too.
These brakes are really cool. I love it. I love it.
Big
love
man
it.
In a little coat.
Oh, God. There's just so many. That's a class. I mean, yeah, there's so many good lines in that. There's so many good lines in that one. David Spade and Chris Farley together, they made it. Together in that movie was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
Oh, stop it.
Stop it. Stop it. Oh, great. That's going to help the resale value. Melted candy shells. Melted chocolate in the dash. Well, lucky for you, Richard. I just remembered y'all got the same name. Lucky for you, Richard, they have a thin candy shell. That's a good movie. That's GTX.
Do you like?
Oh God.
Do you like Red Sox or the Yankees?
Oh, that's horrible, horrible. And then, of course, we have the driver of the world's fastest Rambler in Roebuck, Tim Greer.
That'd be the world's dustiest Rambler right now.
I'm telling you.
I doubt it's the world's dustiest Rambler.
No, he said rustiest.
Rustiest.
Now that could work.
Yeah. He's, possibly he got you there. Rust is like country carbon fiber. Except it ain't as strong, and if you touch it wrong, you got to get a tetanus shot.
And it is lightweight.
And you lose weight as you go down the track as it all falls off.
That's right. And then, of course, we have the Hot Rods and Happy Hours audio specialist. We call him Hi-Fi. Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
Both of them.
You need to trademark that word.
Both of them.
Like copyright it.
You
need to get.
You need to get a town in Alabama.
No.
Probably. Okay.
No. That's.
It's two towns in Alabama.
Both of them. But yeah, he needs that on a shirt. Both of them.
Yep.
Well, add that to your merch line.
Add it to my merch. You like that? I'm adding more and more merch. I think it's kind of cool that people are walking around with shirts with my face on them.
Who's the chick?
Which one? That's on the thing?
Yeah.
Some chick out Tennessee. I don't know.
You ain't seen her?
No. Well, I mean, I was in the picture, obviously.
Yeah.
No, I have no clue. Clue. But you'll see how we sold the stickers. You'll check that picture out. That's a good one.
I'm going to tell you something. I can imagine.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
It's pasties.
I'm like a promotional guy from the 80s. You know what I mean? Like you know how like the Budweiser guys like promoted things in the 80s? That's how my mind still works for everything. Like, well, no matter what you're selling, a hot chick could sell it better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, you're selling Metamucil? How about a hot chick holding a Metamucil bottle? A bikini beach babe. Just saying.
Wearing the Depends.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? But anyway.
So many things I can't say on the radio right now.
No, you can't say those on the radio. You can't say
those. At least
those
on the radio. Knows he can't say them.
So, you know. But yeah, the merch thing's going good, though. It blows my mind that people around the world are buying T-shirts with my face on them.
Intentionally.
They're paying good money for this. all this time. It's kind of like, you know, it's craving crazier when you go somewhere and somebody's wearing one. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're like.
And they're looking at you, yep. Then looking down at the shirt, then looking at you again.
When I was doing drag racing, you'd see people walk up in your shirts. What do you say?
What do I say?
Nice shirt.
It's a good looking shirt yeah. You got on. Hey.
That's right. Thanks for supporting the cause.
That's right. Hey. Just think. Because you, my cameraman, can eat now. That's
a good point.
You buy one T-shirt a month. Old Matthew can be supplied with a meal.
Get some chicken.
For just homeless kids in Simpsonville.
You bought him a kid's meal.
For just one shirt a day. For one a guy like a you can support a camera guy like him.
Like him. But, yeah, we're adding more and more merch. We actually are adding a shirt, but I can't say the slogan on the shirt on the radio. So,
that is terrible.
We're testing some new things. Or you know.
You can't say it on YouTube.
What?
That is terrible.
What does it say?
We'll tell you off air.
You'll have to order
where
and see.
Where can you buy one of these at?
Huh?
Where can you buy one?
RabbitsUsedCars.com, son.
I thought it had something else with it. It ain't RabbitsUsedCars.com.
It is RabbitsUsedCars.com.
The really? Commerce is through a third.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Through a third party.
So what you do? You go in there where it says http://.
Rabbit. Not wabbit.
Not rabid. not foaming out the mouth. Rabbit. Bunny ears.
Yeah.
Rabbit.
Like rabid used cars. Oh,
rabid. It's got a pit bull on there.
I think I know the next domain I need to buy.
Oh, so you know what, though? I tell you what we got talking about, because I was actually watching them. I actually got some in the mail. I've got a recall on my Chevrolet truck.
Is it about the airbag?
I got one on my Tundra.
I didn't even read it.
Tundra?
What? Yeah.
Isn't it like 15 years old?
Well, 13.
Okay.
But, yeah, I got a recall on it.
Does it get the Morgan Freeman airbags in it?
No, this one, well, it is for the airbag, actually, but they've been sending it for like 5 years now.
You're like,
I don't ride in the passenger side.
It's like, Miller, last one on the list, Miller, please respond.
They do all the time.
They're going to knock on your door. For the love of God.
I get one like once a month, and I'm like, I got to stack them. I'm trying to see how high they'll go, but I don't ride in the passenger side, so why do I need to replace
it? Kobe, for real, come in.
I've got the one. This is your last opportunity. Well, then next month I'll have another one.
Just take it out.
See, the trick to not having an airbag recall is to own a car that never came with airbags.
True. Got them too.
You know what? I mean, technically, if they don't work, it's the same thing. You know? I mean, Andy Griffith rode around without one. Look at him. He turned out all right.
Andy's dead.
But the damn airbag didn't kill him.
Have you got proof?
But do you got the proof?
I want to see the autopsy. Make sure it does not mention an airbag.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure what killed Andy Griffith was fried food. But you know what I'm saying.
Pretty sure what killed Andy Griffith was being like 90.
I was going to say, old age?
Old age.
I mean, you got to think about it. We recorded Matlock. He was 117 years old then.
It just accidentally snuck up and got him. You know, he's 99 years old.
He invented seersucker.
He certainly brought it back.
You know, now that's the end thing now, though. That's just the new preppy thing. I know what Matlock is. I know what's this. I know what a commercial break is, too, and the producer's waving his hands. So I guess we're going to take one, guys. We're talking about recalls right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on? How about a shout-out to Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
LSU!
Well, see, I was just saying Baton Rouge.
But I'm saying LSU.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying? Shut up. That's what I'm saying.
All right, don't anger the boss.
This ain't footballs and field goals. All right, it's Hot Rods and Happy Hour. So anyway.
And apparently .coms.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. You and the mayor of damn Fingerville here are about to... Ours tap dancing on my last nerve. All right. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend of Roebuck, Tim Greer.
Hello.
And, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
All of them.
All of the above. All right. So, we're talking about recalls. If you got a recall in your Cadillac today, Richard, would you stop what you're doing and get in there to get in? But, I mean, like, the recalls are crazy. Like, I mean, they're not just like, hey, you know, the lights on your power window switch may go out. No, this thing drives through walls. There's a recall. It could eat your soul. What?
I think there might actually.
I think I heard the other day that a Camry will cause erectile dysfunction. I mean, like, it's nuts.
Camry will cause
it. A Prius will change a man.
Richard drove around one for almost 5 weeks.
I'm just going to leave that alone.
Poor Richard shooting blanks now.
My social life went downhill for a minute, though. To answer your question, I think my Cadillac actually does have an open recall, but I don't remember what it is. But the real answer to your question is no, just wait until I take it in for an oil change and just say fix the recall.
So you're not that guy either. I'm not concerned with it. You know what? But I mean, like where all this recall stuff, it started with the, what you call airbags? The
Takata.
Them too. Yep. And isn't that a beer?
Takati.
Yeah.
It was Jim Morrison's favorite beer.
Hippie music. Anyway.
Hey, that's not hippie music.
Jim Morrison?
Yeah, you know, start playing Morrison Hotel and for the bumper music.
Yeah, no. There's a reason why we have the bumper music we do. Yeah, because it's awesome. That's why.
Well, it is.
Everybody likes Wild Side.
Everybody likes Roadhouse Blues.
You know what I'm saying? Not really.
L.A. Woman.
Wild Side. Just saying. Vince Neil's my homeboy. We're going to have Vince Neil here one day.
If we do that, man, that would be cool. The coolest automotive show on earth.
You ain't kidding. Yep.
Well, just so happens, you know, I know people that know people, that knows a guy.
On Facebook.
That's seen him one time. You know, I don't know. Vince Neil, though, I don't think he's that hot of a commodity as he used to be.
And that's why he can get on the show.
And I mean, you know what I mean. Because, I mean,
he's a car guy.
He is a car guy. And we got to think about Wildside came out in, what, 89? I mean,
that's late, maybe, yeah, at the latest.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good song, though. Cubby, you remember that?
Well, oh, yeah.
You were like, what, 25, 26 then?
31. No.
You remember that? Turn that crap down.
Turn it down. You're hurting my ears.
No, I had to go over to the TV on old.
The rabbit ears.
The rabbit ears, move them around so I can try to listen to it. No.
I remember rabbit ears. I remember. We had cable, but I remember them. You know what I'm saying?
I remember my friends.
I might have been in a single wide, but we did have cable, you know?
This is no lie when it comes to cable. And my cousin, he listened to it on .com a lot, you know, radio. But still, he lives on our farm down in Florida. And they still don't have cable. They got direct now, but no cable line has ever ran there.
That's not saying a whole lot because he's got DirecTV. Satellites.
But I'm
6,000 miles in friggin' orbit can see you. That's not saying a lot.
But you know what, though? This is no lie, though. They would not bring Direct out there until probably...
The Loch Ness Monster.
About six years ago. Because somehow the way it was from that position, they couldn't get a signal.
A damn satellite can't find you. That's bad.
Up until 6 years ago.
They're losing customers at a rate of 26 customers a second, so I'm not surprised that they were welcoming the idea of somebody new coming in.
Why are they losing so many customers? Because
they keep jacking up costs, not offering more.
Oh, they learned from the cable company.
And all of the streaming services are getting better and cheaper.
Yep.
They are.
I did that, like, I cut them off in, like, March or April, and I was like, wow, I cut my bill in a third, and I'm better off.
I just watch YouTube.
I still got it.
That's what I do.
I don't. I still got it.
I've got cable. I mean, I got it, but.
I've got it, never use it.
I don't know.
I watch three channels.
I tell you what, though. This isn't. We ain't talking about TV.
We ain't talking about TV. We're talking about recalls.
But see, this is the thing that bothers me about recalls. Is you're starting to see more and more and more of them. And about serious stuff. We ain't talking about just candy stuff. I mean, airbags are serious. I mean, really serious. Especially if you need them.
Well, like, and Chevrolet has a bunch of recalls right now. I was looking. on
the 15-17 trucks.
Yeah, the 15s through 19s, really. But not only do they have ball joint recalls, they have AC condenser recalls, they got transmission switch recalls, throttle position sensor recalls, 3.4 million recalls.
Chevrolet ball joint has. One's kind of scary.
Huh?
The ball joint one, that one's kind of scary.
That's like one of their main ones.
I would imagine.
There's a recall on my truck that's the front brake lines, like where they actually go over to the caliper, over to the hard line. I've never replaced them, but apparently they bulge or something. Never been an issue, never done it. But that seems like another scary one.
Yeah, that would be a bad one. Like, you go to stop and you don't have brakes. Yeah, that would be kind of frightening.
You know, I mean, that's something that you want to be there when you need it.
Yeah.
You haven't lived till you've hit a brake pedal and it goes to the floor.
I have done that.
I've done that before. I've done that in a Bonneville.
I've done it on a racetrack.
I don't want to die in a Pontiac. I mean, you feel a little better about it when you got a Hans device on, but
yeah, but 160 and how about no a brake? How about a ball?
You got bank turns. How about a Bonneville?
Well, yeah,
going 45 mph. That's
like doing 200.
You know what I'm saying? In a 6,000-pound missile.
It's like the Titanic going into an iceberg.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a scary feeling. Very scary. But you know, they didn't have recalls back in the day. They didn't recall you 65 Bonneville because the brakes went out on it.
I think it's, you know, the reason why I don't think is because they probably didn't have everybody's mailing address and all that stuff.
I mean, they had records. Hell, I mean, they titled cars. They knew where they went.
Maybe.
But this is my thing, I think, with it is I think the cars are so just, one, they're mass produced.
And they're technical.
At a higher speed, you got to think now. And also, there's so much going on in a car now.
Well, all the options. You know, that was another thing I want to have a very in-depth show on is options. Because these cars now, they pretty much drive themselves. They park themselves. You know, lane assist, all the cameras around them, they do everything but hand your cup out of your cup holder. You know, to
They're working on that.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to have a little arm that brings it over so you can take a drink. I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
McLaren does have a beverage dispenser option.
Uh-oh. A beverage dispenser?
Yeah. So in the Senna, there is a basically it's a water bottle that's between the seats, and there is a tube that comes out of it, and there's a push button on the steering wheel to dispense it into your mouth.
That's pretty.
Water bottle, huh?
Because race car.
Well, another reason I'll say that...
it's got a built-in juice box.
That's exactly what it is.
Another reason that these recalls might get a lot more attention now is because it's so much easier to communicate negative things.
Yeah, on the internet.
You know, back in the Ford Pinto days, they're just like, it's fine.
I mean, think about it. I mean,
rumor has it.
You know, the back bumper on the Pinto was made of flint, but you know what I'm saying?
But most people didn't know it.
Until they burst into flames, you know, and it bolted to the gas tank. But you know what I'm saying?
That wasn't funny at all.
It's horrible. It's horrible. But do you know what, though? You see those things are popping up. I said a Bobcat pop up, which is the Mercury equivalent to the Pinto. I said a thing pop up online. And, like, those things are actually getting on the money.
Yeah, there was a Pinto.
For what they are, you know what I mean?
There's a Pinto I just seen on one of the little racing websites. A guy took a 76 Pinto, I think it was, and did a coyote swap in it with, you know, it's, like, pro-streeted, but you couldn't tell. I mean, he's got wheels and tires on it, of course, but, you know, it's hunkered down with a coyote motor in it. That'd be a cool little sleeper.
That's not a sleeper when it's pro street.
It's not a sleeper anymore.
It's got 15-inch wide tires on it. That's kind of a giveaway. Traction could be an issue.
I don't think you had a coyote motor.
Well, it's under the hood.
It is under the hood.
So as long as you never start it, it's a sleeper.
It's totally a sleeper. I don't know. But, you know, back to the recall thing. We got to take a commercial break. But I want to touch on something else I was thinking about. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Oh. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Gear Jamming, Richard Hoskins.
Gear Jamming. Like George Thorogood over here. All right, we give a shout out to Baton Rouge, so even though I don't want to, how about a shout out to Clemson, South Carolina?
Good town. Really?
You hear all the crickets?
Yeah, that's it. That was my.
And why did you shout out to him? The question.
You know what?
Because, man, shout out to Baton Rouge. I mean,
at the end of the day, say what you want to. At the end of the day, they made it a long way.
They did.
Made it all the way to the end.
To be fair, I don't care about any of it.
Oh, I don't care either. At the end of the day, I mean, if they had won, it'd be cool. But if they didn't, it's okay. It's all right. Life goes on.
I think we all pretty much put football second here to our other sporting interests.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Or as my Chevrolet truck with the recall on it says, Kobe Miller.
Kobe.
They do.
That tickles me every time. Kobe Miller says.
Like, I know.
That's what my phone calls, too.
Yeah, Frank.
Calling Cobby.
Calling Cobby. That's what Frank calls me all the time. Cobby. Because that's what my phone says. I think it's funny.
I mean, I won't know how I have to spell it to make it say it that way.
I had a customer in today that was talking about you, and at least I think he was. He kept calling you Cody.
That's Dad. My dad does the same thing. So we got a customer that's named Cody, and then we have Kobe, but my dad gets you two mixed up. And you look nothing alike, have nothing in common. But he's like, you know, Cody, how's the warehouse looking? Old Cody still over there? And I'm like, Kobe, yeah, him. And then, hey, did Kobe call about his truck? You mean Cody? It drives me up the wall.
Oh.
Like, why can't you just be like Raul or something, you know? No.
Hey, I was born in the 70s, and I don't quite know what my parents were doing then when they named me. So,
well, you know,
it is what it
we
is.
We know they didn't have cable TV either, so
that's probably
a little more. They was experimenting, you know?
Exactly.
So, anyway, then of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the mayor, Fingerville, South Carolina.
Fingerville. I'm here.
Tim Greer.
Up for election.
Re-election. And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Bonafide 2020.
Bonafide. Tweaky tweaky. All right. So, we're talking about automotive recalls. And Sean was telling me about an interesting one on his GMC truck, his GMC Sierra truck. They said they had a recall on the tailgate straps.
Yep.
The cables.
Yep. So, the cables that hold the tailgate up when you have it in the, I guess it would be the...
down position.
In the down position there. They could break when you put weight on them. And the way that happened was there's a plastic coating on a steel cable, and they fold up inside when you fold it up so that the plastic would break on it. I guess water would get in the cable. It would sit there and hold on the steel.
It would rust inside out.
It would rust, and then it would break out. I call that a duh.
Well, you know what, though? Can you imagine a blow to the self-esteem? You hop on the tailgate, you pick up truck, sit down, and the tailgate drops. That sucks.
Or
your girlfriend sits up there.
Yep. It's probably getting messed up when it hits your bumper, too.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely going to make a dent, I will tell you. And it's going to hurt when you hit the ground.
I know these fat jokes are coming, but that did happen to me.
About
a month ago.
Yeah, that wasn't defective cables, though. That was too much weight.
They was.
Yeah, something like that.
It's your story. You can tell.
I think somebody was sitting on it with me, though.
Yeah, that's your other half.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
just kidding.
You know what? Everybody be nice to everybody. Everybody love everybody. All right, but there are a lot of dumb recalls. But like I said, the airbag ones something take serious, or the ones that, you know, where they lose brakes, or like remember the Toyotas a few years back that just take off.
Yeah, they were trying to copy Audi.
European inspired.
Most of our listeners are probably way too young to remember that, but Audi made a name for themselves in the United States back in the 80s with something called unintended acceleration.
Oh.
It's so diplomatic. Oh, I didn't mean to take off.
I think you could get out a ticket that way. It's an Audi.
You're in an Audi. You're good.
You could take your recall back in there. Look at this, judge.
The Cadillac that I had a recall on the rear defroster programming. So if you remote started the car, the back window might shatter because the defroster stayed on too long. So their fix for that was, we're just going to program out that feature.
Oh, but you paid for that feature.
The rear defrost worked. You just had to do it manually by the button. While it was remote started, it would automatically do it. They just programmed that out to prevent them from breaking, and that was the fix for it. Just reprogram it.
Yeah, mine doesn't. My rear defroster doesn't come on if I remote start.
You're welcome.
Thanks, man.
And now you know what.
And now I got to sit there for 5 minutes.
Is it really that big of a problem if the car's already warm?
I mean, if
it doesn't get that cold.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I can do this.
If you're in an area where your back glass might be covered in ice, that would be a helpful thing to come out to your car, and it's
getting into that. I guess so. I don't know.
Believe it or not, not everybody lives in the Southeast or Southern California.
Really?
It's amazing, right?
Or Vegas.
I didn't know that.
Do they even put defrosting cars in Vegas? You know what I mean? It's like,
I mean, they barely have heat in cars there. Yeah, I know, exactly. Because I don't think
it's
I
heat
ever,
delete.
I don't think I ever turned mine on.
It has two ACs, there. Heat delete. It has max ACs when they both turn on. That would actually probably be a good selling
thing. Yeah,
you
actually do need that there.
It's hot.
It gets warm there.
And I hate it when people describe Vegas. Well, it's different. It's a dry heat. It's still hot.
Yeah, 114 degrees.
A damn oven and the sun are two totally different kinds of heat, too. But you don't want to touch either one.
The truth be told, I would rather be there in 114 than here 90.
No, I'd rather be there anytime than here. You know why? Because that's a fun place. That's why.
Do you know...
Have you seen some of the places in that town?
I have. I just came back from there yesterday.
Yeah, that's why you got the crew.
Recalls. 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 Yeah. But anyways, you know, one that I have several work trucks, and Chevrolets being one of them. The only thing I don't understand about Chevrolets, and they've never sent a recall on it, like you were talking about AC and heat control, where one, it's off, two, it's off, three, it's off, five, wide open. It's the only one that works, you know.
Well, that's your wrist.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a gazillion Chevrolet trucks do the same thing. Why didn't they ever recall that?
Well, I'll be honest, there's a lot of cars that have it. I remember Nissan used to eat those things like crazy. We used to sell those all, that and antenna mass, power antenna mass. Yeah. You sell those things all the time. I would install them for free. You just turn the radio on, turn it off, and just feed itself in there. Yep. Installed.
I never want a car with a power antenna.
Well, the other thing is...
Congratulations, you have just one. Bought one.
You have one on the C4.
Does it work?
Yes. No.
Well, a little bit.
A little bit. You got to push it down from time to time.
Rob doesn't know. He never tried to use that feature.
I never used that feature.
Remember, you didn't get an extended warranty.
Is that bumper to bumper?
No.
No, you didn't get the bumper to bumper.
Hell, it don't even have bumpers on it.
You messed up. You didn't sign the warranty.
You would have
clause.
To sign up for the special warranty, headlight to taillight.
And you didn't do that.
And you didn't do that.
So, why would they recall anything that isn't specifically safety related?
You know, they're
goes right back to them cables on the tailgate.
Well, that could be a safety thing, though. I mean, you think about it. You know, you put your kid up there, they fall off of it or something. That's a lawsuit. They're calling
or cargo. Put your kid on a diet.
Huh?
Put your kid on a diet.
Well, I mean, you know, child obesity is a thing, but you know what I'm saying.
The dang chicken nuggets. It's
like I'm pretty sure you started out as a fat kid. You didn't start out. You just didn't go along skinny and then turn fat. You know what I mean? It wasn't. I'm trying to say this in the biggest way not to offend you. Like, I want to call you like a lifetime fatty and not like just a short-term fatty. But I'm trying to think of the best way to say that. I tell you what, you know what the best way to do this is to take a commercial break and let me gather my thoughts on the insult. Like, that's this right. Insult is so good, like I need to sit back and think about it for a second.
That's right.
And clear it with the producer
first.
We
have seen child pictures of you now.
Oh, I was a fat kid. I was a fat kid from way back. All right, guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.